You know what? Our thanks is a way of giving glory to God. And we want to glorify our God. And, I mean, we have lots to give thanks to God for, right? Lots. If we start to think about specific things, it could just pop around. It can be something very short, you know, even one word, I thank God for. Just one word. Some of you may want to tell some of the story that goes along with that. Both of those are great. We want to rejoice and give glory to God together this morning. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. Let's do that this morning. Zach, you ready to run around? And while you're ready, and just either stand up or wave your hand, and I'll shoot Zach over to you, but I'm going to just say, I'm really thankful for all the people of this congregation. One, we've been welcomed here. We were just remembering that last night. We said we would arrive at 1 o'clock on Thanksgiving Monday 2 years ago. And 101, the first person was walking up our driveway to help us unload. And several people came, and then you provided suppers for us for a few days while we landed and got settled in. We have been really blessed and continue to be really blessed. And in an ongoing way, this church, through ministries, we have Sunday school teachers, we have, you see our lawn? Do you even know who takes care of the lawn of our church? But it's immaculate, eh? Very regular. I do know who that is, but I won't point them out right now. But people that do painting, and, you know, we've got a confusing system of boilers here. People take care of those. I'm really thankful. All of that facilitates that we meet with people and give glory to God and help them understand who God is and walk with Him. And this provides a place and all sorts of those relationships to go on. So thank you to everyone who serves in whatever capacity, be it encouragement cards to fixing a furnace to teaching in some way and all things in between. Thank you. We're very grateful. There you go. You got one right in the front row here.
Family.
Family? Excellent. There you go. Your brother is waving at you for hopefully...
Scooters.
Thankful for scooters. Lots we can be. There you go. You got one down the aisle. You can go Mrs. Gale and then over to Mr. Leo.
I'm thankful to all the people that are helping with Girls Club, Beverly and Kim and Eva and Marcia. Also those who are a little more behind the scenes, while Rachel who helps out with music and Jenny. And Dick was helping with sewing prayer covers for journals. And another thing, I was just thinking about this fall, and Roland was kind of laid up for a week with his back, and it was great in a way because my dad had just come home and my brothers were both available that week so they could do the combining for us. And then when we also had a field fire that week, we, our great neighbors, were just so quick to come over with their equipment to help contain that. So just thankful for friends and family and helpers.
Excellent. Over to Leo, right in the back row there, Zach. And then I'm going to call the people that worked at camp this summer forward and hear from them. But go ahead, Leo.
I'm sure you all can guess what I'm thankful for. I am very thankful, thankful for God's leading in our lives and for my dear wife, Erica. That's a wonderful gift from God. We can do things together. We can pray together. We can serve together. It's very meaningful, and I praise God.
Amen. Y'all call those who have served at camp this summer. I know Kaylee's here. Caitlin, is Caitlin here? And I know Taylor is sick, so he's not here. And maybe Kaylee didn't make it this morning either. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, good. Neighbor's here. Good. And you've been serving at camp this summer. And so just share some of what God has taught you, what He's done in your life, what you've seen Him do through your life. And we want to celebrate that together.
Cameron. I had the privilege to serve at Southern Alberta Bible. speak up?
He just turned you on. No, you're good.
Oh, okay. I had the privilege to speak at Southern Alberta Bible Camp for the summer, this past summer. And it was such an amazing privilege and opportunity for me. It's been my fifth year working there as staff, and I'd been there as a camper all the summers before. But something about this summer really kind of switched in my mind. Going into this summer, I believed in God and I had a relationship, but I wouldn't say it was one of the strongest. And I was definitely nervous for what the summer was going to bring. And then it was just week one. I got eight beautiful girls. I was blessed with junior high. And that was such an awesome opportunity, just because it wasn't full on babysitting the first week. And it was just such an opportunity to pour into their lives and see the way that God was working in them just from the start. There are so many. Even in the first week, I had one girl commit her life to Christ, and two just had some really sweet God moments. And that, as in the first week, was just such an awesome opportunity for me. And it really opened my eyes to what I was getting into for the rest of the summer. I would say as I got through the summer, I became more aware of how to have a real relationship with God, and really just how to be intentional with that. A lot of it was teaching my campers how to be intentional, and I think through that was how I learned to be intentional in my relationship. And I think that was kind of one of the biggest blessings for me this summer. And then it was actually just a kind of a cool story, I guess, and part of being thankful, I guess, for this today. In my week six, I believe it was, I was over at the fort at SABC, so some of you might know what that is. It's just kind of across the cross hill there. And I had eight girls, and they were all going into grade seven, I believe, but it was still an elementary camp. And it wasn't until the last night, but I found out four of my girls had come from absolutely terrible home situations, whether it was abuse in all forms or just a lack of care. And that really kind of struck me in the heart, and I found that extremely difficult to deal with. And it was just, it was really sad, kind of tears at your heart a little bit when you hear that stuff. But then just looking back and praying on it, I realized how much hope those girls had that whole week, and just how much joy they were able to have at camp, and just having that 1 week of opportunity to just feel loved, and to be able to hear about God's word in just one of the best environments. And just seeing that, as in today, it makes me really grateful for the opportunity that I've had to grow up, the family and the people I've been surrounded with, to know Christ growing up as a kid, and just being able to be their leader. It was a really sweet opportunity. I think that was probably a turning point in my mind for really what set me off to just really want to pursue God in such a strong form and just really share his word with everyone. And I actually ended up at the end of the summer getting baptized at camp, and Darren was actually there to baptize me. So that was a pretty cool experience for me. And I'm just really glad the way that he worked in my heart over the summer.
Amen. That's great. Some powerful learning there, right? As you teach and it becomes more real to you. We find that as teachers, it drives it home. And nothing like hearing someone else's story to be really grateful for the good input you've had. Those are powerful. Thanks, Kaylee. Is there anything you want to share? Avery, from your summer, what role did you have at camp?
This summer, working at SABC, I was doing wash crew, so that's like cleaning up bathrooms and up around the camp. And I don't know, it was kind of eye-opening because you don't realize how important that just the small jobs are around a big place like that. So, yeah,
there's no small jobs because it sure hinders ministry if you walk in and there's stuff looks not unclean and whatever else that leaves a lasting impact on people, whereas a clean facility leaves a lasting impact in a different way, in a positive way. It was fun going out there. Both our boys went to SABC 1 week. And we went out there, and Kaylee was leading part of the closing wrap-up program, whatever.
Closing chapel.
Yeah, chapel. Closing chapel. There you go. That's the word I was trying to think of. And Avery was one of the first ones we saw coming down the driveway, actually. She's out there waving at us. It's just fun to, good to see a friendly face when it's that big of a camp with hundreds of people out there. But it was good just to, hey, there's some people out there, our guys, and we knew, and it was good. I want to pray for these guys and we'll go on with our sharing. Heavenly Father, thank you. You continue to raise up workers for all sorts of work and all sorts of ways of serving to facilitate what you're doing in people's lives. And thank you for Kaylee and Avery, Caitlin and Taylor, who are not here, but served at camp all summer long, both of them, and continue to raise up workers, continue to build your kingdom, and continue to give us a passion for you, Jesus. Would you lead them and guide them going into this fall? We pray in your name. Amen. Actually, you're in high school, but Kaylee, can you share just a minute about what this fall holds in your future?
So right now, I'm currently just working two jobs, both at the food market and then at High Tech Productions, and that's just me trying to save money. And then in January, I'm heading off to Switzerland to go to YWAM there. So that stands for Youth with a Mission, if you don't already know. And I'll be going to the Davos base, which is also a snowboarding and free skiing DTS. So I will be there for 7 months, and yeah, that's kind of what's going on.
And DTS stands for Discipleship Training School.
Yeah.
Right on. Good. Thanks, you. Thank you both. All right, let's continue to give glory to God through our, there you go, Mr. Bruno, right back over there.
First of all, I'd like to say that it's just such a thrill to be here with you folks. Two Sundays out of a whole summer, that's kind of being a little bit shy on church attendance, but I assure you it wasn't because I was playing hooky or anything like that. I'd just like to read a passage here. Helen, if you could just... adding to what Pastor Gary has been mentioning with the Psalms. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and the high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. What a tremendous psalm that is, to just encourage us to share our stories. October is a difficult month for my family. It was October the 13th of 1984. It was sugar beet harvest, and I was on the digging machine. It was a windy day, and some of us heard that there was a malfunction in the machine, so I was going to check that. We loaded up all the trucks and sent them off to Coaldale, and I was alone in the field. And in order to find out what was wrong with the machine, I had the tractor idling, and I quickly found out that we had a rock caught in one of our chains. So I took a bar and I tried to release that rock out of the chain, and in the process my sleeve went across one of the shafts that was turning very slowly. The tractor was idling, but as a result the machine gradually dragged me into the machine and stripped off my skidoo suit, which was a nylon suit. It just tore all the seams on it, basically disrobing my whole body. And the thing that I want to share with you is not the gruesomeness of that experience, but what was going through my mind. As I was getting to the point of losing consciousness, one of the thoughts that came through my mind, I don't know whether it was my thoughts or whether it was something that God was saying directly to me. It was just this: Bruno, you're going to be all right. Bruno, you're going to be all right. And that was the last thing that I can remember. They found me about 100 feet or so from the tractor. The ignition was turned off, so I must have done that in my subconscious state, and wandered over to a pile of beet leaves so I wouldn't be in the dirt. I was just laying on a pile of beet leaves, and that's where our son, a 13-year-old son, found his dad in the field, and they got me to the hospital. But the thought that Bruno, you're going to be all right. Now, fast forward to August the 5th of this year. I went in for chemo, and it was my first day of 2 days. But the procedure would last from 8:30 in the morning till about 1:30 in the afternoon. I was released around 1. They were finished a little early that day. And I went home with Helen. I was feeling fine when I came to the hospital. 2 hours later, I was running a fever of 38.9 degrees. And the doctor had made it very clear, if your temperature gets up to 38, I expect you to be in the hospital. And so I was admitted to emergency, and they then put me upstairs, and I was there for 2 days. I went through a very difficult period in August. Lost 25 pounds just in the month of August. And during that time, the lowest time, again, I was laying in my bed, and all of a sudden that thought, Bruno, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. And it was about 2 weeks where I wasn't eating. I couldn't take any food. Anything that I did eat, it just didn't stay with me. And so I went through that period, but again and again I came back to that idea that you're going to be all right, Bruno. And it reminds me of what Paul says in Philippians, where he says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's the thought that I'd like to leave with our young people. I know most of our older folks in the congregation have gone through difficult times. Many of you have experienced hardships far greater than anything that I have ever experienced. I know that. But as young people, make sure that you have the peace of God in your heart. That's what I'd like to leave with you this morning. And I'm just so grateful to be here.
Very good. It's good to have you here. We're thankful to you. All right. Who wants to give glory to God through a word of thanks? There you go. Down the back.
I just want to say that I'm really thankful that I can walk again. I tried the crutches deal, and that was a disaster, so I spent quite a bit of time at home these last months, and that's been good too. But one thing that I am very thankful for was the day that it happened, I had so much church support. Like, it was just unreal. I fell down the steps, and Darren's kids were immediately there and said, "Are you hurt?" I said, "No, just go to Sunday school, I'm fine." And then somebody started phoning 911, and I said, no, we don't need that. And then I realized, yeah, we do. And Steve stayed with me, my sister-in-law Kathy, and James was driving the ambulance, and then we get to emergency, and I see Rachel there, and it just, you know, it just all of a sudden hit me how much support we have as Christians and as a church. And it was just very meaningful for me. And also for all the people that came to visit us and supported us, brought stuff. We're very blessed, and we're very thankful for that.
Amen. People to walk with, eh? There's a lot of lonely people in our world. They might have a lot of friends on Facebook, but there's a lot of loneliness. There you go. Up here now.
So, this past May, I lost my father. Holidays are really hard. So I'm thankful to be here amongst believers and family.
Good.
A warm, cozy home.
Yeah, especially on these last days of fall. Hey, we've needed a warm, cozy home, that's for sure. Very good.
I'm thankful for godly parents. And this past year was a challenge with having to put my dad into a dementia unit. And yet, you know, he's 93 and he loves God. Mm. And through the dementia, he loves God, and that shows up so clearly. And it's a blessing. You know, he loves to go to every church service. He loves to sing. I walk in there and he's singing hymns. And I think, what a blessing. And that example of godly parents is worth so very, very much.
Right in the back corner, I think it's Joshua. This back corner, Zach. I think it's Joshua back there. I can't quite see, but I can see the hand. I see that hand.
I am thankful for seeing my older brother tomorrow and my family and pets.
Excellent. Good. Back down the front here. We'll get your exercise today because you need it. No.
I'm thankful for our library that we can go to and take books out of because I love to read.
That's good. We have lots of resources in this country, and they're even in our language. What a blessing. A lot of the world hasn't. Very few. There you go. Thanks.
This Thanksgiving, I'm especially thankful for my parents, but most of all my mom. She passed away in January. And so this is my first Thanksgiving without her. And for those of us that are without our parents or our loved ones for a Thanksgiving, or for those of us that special occasions like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, those family times make it difficult, I'd just like to encourage you with the words that my mom often shared with me, to keep looking up.
Very good. We're never alone, but we feel alone, and we certainly miss people, don't we? Thanks.
I'm thankful for food.
I think a lot of boys around your age just said an amen in one way or another. People up in the balcony are welcome to participate as well, don't in all age groups. We're hearing mostly from there you go, Mr. Irv back there on the right hand side. Mr. Irv down, yep. Just walk down there. And
I'm just thankful for the different seasons of the year. Like I've said before, when I've been up in front there, spring is always my most favorite time. Everything turns green. And then it goes into summer where we get the heat and everything grows, and then to the fall where it's harvest time for me. And as a farmer, I really look at the weather, as a family can attest. I'm always looking at what's going to happen almost minute by minute, hour by hour. And if it changes, I got to know what it's going to do. But I'm also a little bit thankful for winter, but I guess I was thinking probably the reason God created winter was so that I'd be really thankful for spring, because winter's done and it starts to get warm again. But I was just thinking how God created this whole universe, this earth that we live in, and how everything just rotates the same every year. If this earth would rotate a degree or two, how much everything would be thrown off kilter. And God made this whole universe run in a pattern, and it's so amazing when you look at the size of it all. So that's just what I'm thankful for this morning.
Right on. The earth may not be off kilter, but some of his creations are. I'm thankful for winter. I'm thankful that it kills all the bugs, because I've traveled to some other places where there is no killing season and there's lots.
Our family is very thankful for his provisions, and specifically for our son-in-law, who is unemployed due to the oil patch shutdown, and he got a job here a couple months ago.
Amen. Created to work. God's a working God, and we need to work too. That's good. Your mummy.
I'm thankful for salvation, and I think King David says it better than I can, so I will read Psalm 103. Praise
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. For he forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower in the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness is with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his domain. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Amen. Hey, yep, halfway down.
Hi, good morning. I just want to say that I am very thankful to work for an amazing organization here in the community. And I've got the privilege to work with a lot of families. And it comes with challenges. You know, there's days where you think, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be going in, and what am I going to be facing, and how am I going to handle the situations? And because there's really tough situations out there in our secular world. And I'm just so grateful that I have the opportunity to be with these families. And there's days I come home and I'll share with my family, you know, I don't know why I got through that. And, you know, I don't know where my words came from, but I certainly know where they came from. And it's not a Christian organization, but, you know, I have the opportunity to show love and to show caring and empathy. There's so much you can do for the people in the world and our public. And I just want to encourage everybody, you know, when you're in public, don't be afraid to show your love and show your kindness, and just, you know, just have a soft heart to the world out there. It's tough, and our ways and our actions show, and they're very powerful. And so I just encourage others to just have a soft heart.
Yeah, very good reminder. We need it. Yep, right. Erica wants to share.
The word family has a lot of meaning. My family, I'm so thankful to the Lord for my personal family and for the fact that technology makes connecting a great possibility, and I'm so thankful for that. However, I'm so thankful for Leo, Elaine, and Lori and their families, and for the way they've taken me in and made me feel like family. Somebody said something about warm, cozy. I would like to say warm and loving beyond degree. The other thing I want to say thank you for is the church family. you're very special as a church family. And the open house that we had brought in some of my family who are not walking with the Lord, and one of them prayed to accept the Lord right in the middle of the open house. And I believe it was due to the fact that there was so much warmth and love that this church family shared with my family and that they share with me. And just a big thank you to the warmth of this church family.
Amen. Thanks for that. We've got a new sibling in the Lord. That's cool. Amen. Mr. Otto, there you go. And then Mr. Larry on the other side.
For me, it's just a special day. I'm very thankful that we can be here today. That we got strength and health. And I thank God for the church family, the prayers, the love, what we receive is unending. It is God's will. And we're very thankful for that. And for family, we had a phone call. Our daughter had an operation.
Our daughter had a major surgery on Friday, and she came out well. And we praise God for that. And we hope that she continues to recover. Our God is faithful.
Mm-hmm. All the time, eh?
I would like to thank the Lord for His goodness to us these months that we have been here in Canada for our home service. I'd like to especially thank the Lord for certain groups of people who have really been support and encouragement to Joyce and myself. First of all, I'd like to thank the Lord for the church family here. So many of you have come and said we've been praying for you, and so many of you have partnered together with us along these many years and with finances and prayer. So I'd like to say thank you for that, and thank the Lord for surrounding us with a body of believers who really care about us and are willing to invest in what God is doing in the Philippines and through us in our ministry. A second group I'd like to thank the Lord for is our care group, our small group. I don't know how many of you are part of a small group, but we really have experienced the love of Christ through our group, who have been supportive of us, encouraged us, and we've just grown together in the Lord as a group. So they've helped us in so many ways. So I'd like to say thank you for the care group that we've been part of. And then, of course, my family. This has been a transition year in many ways for our family. Joyce and I will be going back to the Philippines, empty nesters, for the first time. And so our children will be back. And so I want to thank the Lord for this wonderful year and a few months that we've been together, that we've been able to experience life here again in Coaldale. And just the way that God has provided for my family. So, you know, God has surrounded us with some really special people. And so I praise the Lord for that and the way He's looked after us. And with the weather outside now, it reminds me that it's time to go back to the Philippines. So, so yeah, praise the Lord.
You're not getting wimpy in your old age, are you? Or did I say that out loud? Right down the aisle here. Good.
I know lots of people have already mentioned this church family and this kind of community, and I just wanted to give a particular kind of shout out to the older generation in this church. There's a lot of young people in this church that have in and they go to school and maybe they find partners and they go to different churches and sometimes they come back. It's kind of coming and going, and I've been one of those students. And I think often our older generation doesn't get enough recognition. And I just like to thank you all because your commitment and your dedication to your faith and to your church does not go unnoticed, and it is hugely impactful to a lot of the young people in this church. And it's been formative to my development as I've grown up and now work in an agency that works with a lot of people from very, very hard situations. And as I've done my own self-reflection, I've realized just how important my own church has been in my growing up years and my family and their faith. I'm blessed to come from a very Christian family and extended family. So just a thank you and an encouragement to the older generation. Thank you for being so involved and committed. And thank you for being an example to the younger people.
Excellent. Faithfulness over time is powerful, eh? Good.
I was going to read Psalm 103, but Beverly already did, so I'll just read the first two verses. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Yesterday evening, I started making a list of all the things I'm thankful for. And after an hour, I wasn't finished yet. I won't give you the whole list, but I am thankful. I don't want to forget all God's benefits.
Amen. Did Elma want to share? Yeah, okay. Elma's right behind. Mrs.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I could go on for hours, too. For the creation. This world is in a place in the universe, in the galaxy, among its neighbors, in a place that makes it possible for advanced life, such as ours, to even exist. It's amazing. I'm thankful, too, for my heritage, for my family, which, as I look at it, is dysfunctional in many ways. And yet, the Lord's mercy endures. And there is much that has come down to me from my parents and their families that is good. The faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior is a major thing. I'm thankful too for this congregation. I'm thankful too for other congregations, other ministries, other churches that I have been a part of during my life so far. I like to tell people, not that I'm so much Mennonite, I'm homogenized. There are many different streams that I have been able to benefit from. And I thank the Lord that he has given me the privilege of living at this time in this community, in this world.
I'm thankful for my job. I work in home care, so I drive around town here in Coaldale going to people's houses, mostly seniors, and
it's just really great that God picked me to go see these people, whether it's just helping them put on their socks and shoes or doing everything for them and just being able to love them, because some of these people, you're their only visitors for a long time. And you meet some wonderful people, and some people who know my family walk in and there's our family picture on the fridge. And it's great to match names with the face. And then there's those not so wonderful people that you get, but you're paid to go and love them despite if they're grumpy or not. And I'm just, yeah, very thankful for the job that I have.
Good. Yep, back down the other eye.
I'm extremely thankful for a son who enabled me to move here. I'm still not in my own place, but he's given me a place to stay in the meantime. And for a man at camp, a friend of ours that I've known for years, who told me about this church. And this is the first time I've heard testimonies for years. And I think this is just great. I really praise the Lord today.
Amen. Anybody else? I haven't heard from anybody in the balcony yet. No pressure, but we haven't heard from anybody in the balcony yet. Yes, there's pressure. Freedom. Yep, right here. Henry.
trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, for he shall direct your paths. And today we acknowledge him because he has directed us in wonderful ways. It was a year ago when we'd made the decision to downsize completely and move into something smaller. And our family helped us, and they encouraged us. And we thank God for continued help and strength. And thank him for all his promises for us. And I thank him also for this church. And we are so grateful for everyone, for the encouragement we can be to one another, for our pastors that encourage us and bring us the word. And I'm so thankful for everybody.
Very good. All sorts of seasons of life have been presented today. Choices.
So we had the first week of Boys and Girls Club this week, and Gail talked about Girls Club, so I thought I'd mention Boys Club. We had 16 boys, 4 new boys not from our church, so I'm thankful for that mm-hmm. we're reaching outside of our own boundaries. Yeah. What I'm most thankful for is we got a 4th leader, and we had been hoping for quite a few years for a leader with a little more wisdom and experience. And so Alvin Enns has come alongside us, and I'm not sure how he enjoyed the first week, but I really enjoyed having him there, and the boys did too. So I'm thankful for men that have stepped up to speak into boys' lives.
Speaking of boys, I'd just like to say I'm thankful for my family. I live in a household of boys, which keeps my life very exciting and wild. And I wanted to say that some people are very excited for winter. My boys this weekend wanted to take the boat out for a last summer fishing trip. And so when they saw the snow this morning, we moved from one season to the next, and there was extreme cheering for ice fishing season coming up.
Yeah, only 2 seasons in your home, eh? Summer fishing and winter fishing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to college, if you guys all know that, even if you don't. But I decided this year that I take a homiletics class. And on Thursday, I preached my first sermon. And I put it off for a long time. And it was the night before, and I only got a few hours of sleep because I was preparing it. And I got to say, about most of it was prayer. And just a bit of it was just focusing on what I was going to say. And I didn't feel really prepared at all. And then I went up there on the pulpit in front of our class, my class, and I just started speaking. And it was weird. Usually when I go up there, usually when I go up there, I'm shaken. I stutter. And I did do that very well. But I'm looking at people around me, and they're dead set on me. And I'm like, whoa, what is this? And at the very end, they said, "Aaron, that was great." And I thought, how? And I realized it wasn't me. It was God. Because I wasn't very prepared at all. But God shows how great He is because of how He uses us who are so weak. And I thank God that I was able to ask people to pray for me. And I thank God that there are people who take time to pray for me.
That's good. And in our weakness, He is strong, hey? Works through the foolishness of preaching to draw people to Himself. Anybody else want to share here? Before we close in a couple of songs.
Yeah, we've heard a bit from Psalms this morning, and there's a verse that just came to me this last couple days, for first three verses from Psalm 92. It is good to thank the Lord and to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. And these verses show me that it's profitable to give thanks. It's profitable to sing praises, to proclaim God's love and His faithfulness. And for me, it's not always easy to have a thankful heart, but it is very evident that in that environment of thanksgiving and in that environment of praise, that fears tend to dissipate, that discouragement kind of tends to fall away. And so just a reminder to me and an encouragement to us too, that in those times of thankfulness and praise, that our worries will wither away as well.
Amen. All right, one more before we sing a couple songs. Somebody's got something bubbling up in their heart and mind. All right, well, let's sing. If something bubbles up by the end of the service, we'll give one more short opportunity. Thanks, man.